What is going on, YouTube? Good evening. Welcome. My iPad kicking off in the corner. Welcome back to another FPL family here at the end of game week two. My name is Lee. This is Sam. And Sam, we debated long throughout the week who was going to be the right captain for game week two. Was it Salah? Was it Bruno? Was it Salah? Was it Bruno? The community was split in two. The answer, after all of that,
was Dele Alli.
Who would have thought it? Dele Alli there on penalties. Yeah. Now, is this a thing? Is this Dele Alli on penalties? Who knows?
I mean, he won it. He took it. I think that's probably what...
Is that the thing? Is that the...
Sort of thing. If Kane's on the pitch, Kane's taking it. But otherwise, probably you win it, you take it. If it's Dele, if it's Son.
That doesn't help us as FPL manager though, Sam. Son owners want to know that he's on penalties. When Dele Alli stepped up for that pen today, there was a collective intake of breath from Son owners.
I don't think there's any guarantee that Son's on pens ever.
Shots fired there from
Sam, guys.
The Spurs fan. But, as you rightly say, the lesser spotted Harry Kane making an appearance today. Is this, again, come on, you've got to fill us in here. Is he going to go? Is he going to stay? What's going on?
I felt like I was in one of those wildlife documentaries today. You know, when David Attenborough goes, and here is the return of Harry
Kane.
Back to his natural habitat in front of the adoring Spurs fans. Whilst the Wolves fans all sing, you're going to... What were they singing? Think about going to Manchester in the morning. And then Spurs fans retaliated with Harry Kane cost more than the Wolves' whole team or something. It was brilliant. It was
good banter, Molyneux.
It was one of those moments
bounce.
And I thought, we'll get that in fake crowd noises.
You would not have got that last year.
Loved
you're absolutely
it.
Right.
But yeah. The lesser spotted Harry Kane has been spotted.
He's made an appearance.
And it was nice to see him.
And if it wasn't enough for Harry Kane to come along and potentially shake up the template, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself by saying that, but as certain as you can see on the right-hand side, the key talking point coming out this afternoon, a certain Mr. Romelu Lukaku
had a
very, very good second debut for Chelsea Football Club this afternoon. Chelsea looking, I was going to say it quietly. There's no need to say it quietly. Chelsea Football Club looking like absolutely title favourites or title contenders. What do you think? Are they favourites for the title? They look very good today.
Would I say they're favourite? Contenders, I think, definitely. Absolutely. Favourites, possibly.
Possibly. I mean, obviously, Lukaku's going to get all the headlines, no doubt about it. But what a performance, Reece James. What a performance, Mason Mount. We come to expect it from those two. Kai Havertz. There he is, Mason. Oh, you've updated the stickers. What's he doing on there, Pogba? Did he get
an assist?
Bit of a jammy assist, though, wasn't it?
Got an assist.
Yeah, still got the assist. Mason Mount up there, yeah, very good performance from Mason Mount. As usual, Chelsea fans will say, well, we've come to expect that. But Kai Havertz, no FPL points for Kai Havertz today, but I thought he bossed it in midfield today.
I actually had his sticker ready at half-time because I thought he'd be going up there.
What about Arsenal? A lot of Arsenal fans. If you're an Arsenal fan, you're in the live chat or you're watching the replay, get in the comments below. Are you Arteta out already? There was a bit of rhetoric going around on Twitter already, Sam. Well, listen, two games. No wins, no goals. Today, no belief, I thought. I think they went into the Chelsea game with knowing they were going to get beat.
Arsenal TV is going to be a painful watch.
Arsenal fan TV is going to be a painful or an entertaining watch, depending on how you watch it. For me, it's an entertaining
Sorry,
watch.
Sorry, Arsenal fans, but really poor again today.
It ain't looking good for the Gunners.
And Smith Rowe, as good as he is.
Sure, I've just noticed the mic stand is right in front of your face. I've got to move this. Hold on. How do I move it?
Oh, there we go. Do you know,
I thought that was right on your face. Was that why you were looking at the wall?
Well, I was like, what's behind me? I couldn't get my camera was in front of my face.
Sorry about that.
Do you know, this is as bad
That's totally unintentional.
This is as bad as ads. Well, I streamed with ads on Monday. He left the mouse cursor on my face the whole time.
FPL Geordie, mic stand blocking sound, guys. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, well done, Geordie. Yeah,
Standard behaviour.
Very good. I like that. I like that.
That was purely accidental.
On that terrible pun, let's have a look and see who's in, guys. Good evening. Let's say hello to a few people. We have got Azzy, the Smiths 1986 is in. He is saying, Arsenal fans trusting the process. And he says, what process? What's going on? That's the thing that's going on Twitter right now. Is it Arteta out or is it trust the process? He's young. We've got to invest in him. Give him time. What are you...
Well, okay. I think there's things to say about this, isn't there?
There's a lot to say about this.
But first of all, they are hit by COVID quite badly at the moment, and that is disruptive.
Okay, sure.
So benefit of the doubt for that purpose, that they have had some big problems.
Ben White out with COVID today, by the way. Looks as if he will miss the City game.
So already ruled out.
Already ruled out, according to what I saw on Sky Sports News just coming onto the live stream. So if you've got Ben White in your team, and you were planning to play him in game week 3, which I guess away at City... you're probably going to bench him. But if, like me, you're sitting on Perica, third sub, and you're sitting on Tsimikas, who's probably going to get replaced for Robertson, you're going to need your Ben Whites. So all of a sudden, I've got no bench for game week three. More on my team later on. But suddenly, I'm looking a bit thin in my squad.
The other thing is that even if Ben White is back, I haven't seen anything from Arsenal to suggest clean sheets.
No, not at
so
all.
So I can see both of my transfers this week, spoiler alert, being defensive.
I can see it as well. I can absolutely see
it. As much as
it.
There are plenty of attacking ones I'd like to do.
Oh, there's loads I'd like to do, but I feel like I've got to sort the weakness in my team, which at the moment is a defence.
And actually, that's an important point though, isn't it? Because your transfer should always be dealing with the weakest points. As much as you want to deal with the non-weak bits and strengthen in other areas, deal with the weakest problems first. And for me, Ben White.
Despite no FPL points today, I still want Son in. I still think he looked dangerous today. From the snippets that I saw, by the way, it wasn't on TV, was it? It
no,
was
but
the,
I listened.
The Man United game, but you were listening to it on the old wireless.
On the old school,
on the radio, on Five Live, whatever it was. So, of course, we're going to watch the match of the day highlights, but we were watching the United game because that was what was being televised. So, I don't know how confidently I can comment on the Spurs performance, but from what I saw, it felt like, and we'll get to it a bit later on, but it felt like Son was still doing Sonny bits and
Son
was still
unlucky.
Doing all right.
He was unlucky not
still
to score.
Still want him in, I think.
Just before he got taken off, we had a good opportunity to make it two.
Okay.
We'll talk about Spurs a little bit more later, but yeah, I still want some.
We will absolutely talk about Spurs a bit later on.
Going to see him live next week, I can't wait.
Yes, going to the game, you and the little one. So very much something for you guys to look forward to. A super chat from Philip Blundell. There's a new name to the stream. Philip, very nice to see you. Good evening. He says, surely both Chelsea wingbacks look like they'll be more value together, 11.2, rather than going for Lukaku. There's a nice... I like that. He's saying, would you go for two Chelsea fullbacks for the same price as a Lukaku? Because Chelsea, I have to say, as good and as fluent as they look going forward, they look, as we expected from last season, rock solid defensively. And that's why I asked you the question at the beginning, are they title favourites? Because in my mind, I think they are. They've got everything at the minute.
I thought Reece James was fantastic today.
Really good.
Really
could
fantastic.
He have given away that penalty? Was it
no,
a pen?
It wasn't a penalty. In my view, it wasn't
seen
a penalty.
Seen last season.
Yeah, but,
maybe it's
yeah,
a pen.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
but last
know.
Season it probably would have been given and we'd have all gone, wasn't a penalty.
Absolutely
so
true.
Actually,
yes, absolutely
I think
true.
Last season it was a penalty, but this season it was rightly not a penalty, okay. In my opinion.
Okay. So what are we saying about two Chelsea fullbacks or a Lukaku? What are we saying? I still think the big man is going to be a really good captaincy option.
You can't have everyone. And you've got to make some tough choices.
That
and
is the thing.
If
you're
you can
right.
if you can make a team that has, say, Reece James and Mason Mount but doesn't have Lukaku, I'd argue that that was just as good.
Is that cover enough, if that's the right word?
Well,
I hate that word, but
you won't
know.
Be able to cover it, but you no. but you, as long as the rest of your team is scoring points, it makes up for it. If you've spread the wealth enough that okay. you've got other points coming elsewhere, you can make up for it.
All right. Another super chat. Thank you for the super chat. Carlos E, he or she is saying Dele Alli an option for future game weeks. So we just touched on it at the beginning of the show. If you can't get to the 10 million for Son, and a lot of managers can't, I'm looking at my team now thinking, I'd love him, but as you rightly say, you can't have them all. Should I be looking now at Dele Alli? Should you be doubling up on Spurs midfielders? Is this... Have I walked into the Twilight Zone now? Or am I asking the wrong person? I'm sure I'm asking the wrong person. Carlos E.
I wonder if Carlos has been... fly on the walling in my conversation that I had earlier with Duncan.
Lord.
So Duncan and I were chatting on the Slack earlier because he messaged me with pretty much the same question. And my honest view is that if I didn't have some defensive issues to deal with...
You'd be going Dele Alli. You've been hot on Dele Alli all in pre-season. You've been I want to get this guy.
I said game week two, from game week two, get Dele Alli.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to roll,
so
I didn't. But now I'm fully on board with it.
Oh, he's on,
like,
you're on board.
If I didn't have defensive problems to do, I'd go Son and Dele. Double up.
Goodness me. The Spurs hype is real, as usual, here on the Family Live.
You saw him today. Well, you didn't see him today. He was man of the match. He was great.
I'm sure he was. I look forward to seeing him on Match of the Day and doing some scouting.
With his dreads and...
Speaking of defenders, Sam, you're talking about sorting out... Oh, the Galaxy top. You're going to get one of them, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm buying... Me and Max are going to match. I'm buying them both next weekend.
Galaxy
we're going to come back from the. We're going to come back from the stadium next weekend and matching Galaxy kits.
It's horrendous. Speaking of defenders, Sam, to sort your back line out, Shane Duffy looked good. Luke C, thank you for the super chat. Luke is saying Shane Duffy 4 million and look fabulous. What are we saying about Shane Duffy? Do you have a bit of a concern that when Joel Veltman is fit, Veltman maybe comes into that lineup and replaces him, or is Duffy going to be a bit more nailed on now?
I think
he's done enough to show us.
I don't think I don't think Veltman is a threat to Duffy until Lamptey's back.
Okay. All right.
Because I think Lamptey will play in...
You think Veltman's going to play in Lamptey's spot?
In Lamptey's spot.
Could well do.
And then it's only when Lamptey comes back that I think that'll be an issue. Because then Veltman could come in then. But Duffy's been really good. Why would he change it?
Been good. Threat from set pieces. We talked in Game Week 1 about the amount of opportunity. He had the same amount of efforts on goal as Salah in Game Week 1, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was one of the stats we reeled out in the FPL show. So here he is, popping up with a goal Game Week 2. Potter can't drop him, can he? Nice 4.0 million option. If you need an exit plan for Tsimikas, because you've got to think Andy Robertson on the bench at the weekend. We'll talk about the Liverpool game. Tsimikas with a brilliant 11-pointer, by the way. We'll talk about him later on. He's going to be the best 4.0 defender we never own in FPL, right?
Or
only own for 2 weeks, right? Because how good has he been for 2 weeks? By the way, it looks like his price is rising tonight.
I'm keeping him to the price rise.
So you need to keep him for that price rise, guys. Then sell him if you want to sell him, right? I personally think Robertson will come back in against Chelsea, but... if you want to sell him, hold off until that price rise tonight.
In your Liverpool opinion, just before we go back to that.
Go on, because we've got so many super chats here, Sam. We've got to be quick about this.
But with just a Tsimikas thing, because it will be important across the community.
Yes.
Is there any chance that it's worth keeping him because he might get some gains and rest Robbo occasionally?
I don't see it. I don't see it. Robbo is number one choice, no doubt about it.
Even when the Champions League kicks off and you've got bigger games, is there no chance that, you know, you play on a Wednesday night, you've got a big game against Barcelona, whoever it is, you've got Brighton at the weekend?
I think there's more chance of seeing Tsimikas now in the domestic cups.
Right.
I think that's where you're going to see it. Andy Robertson has had 2, 3, 4 seasons at Liverpool now, proving that he can do 2 games a week and compete in the Champions League and the Premier League. I know what you're saying. It's a shame because we all want the Greek Scouser, no doubt about it.
I did quite like the look of Livramento today, though.
More on him later on. We absolutely are going to be talking about him later on. Super chat after super chat, Sam. So thank you guys for the super chats. Kyle Vineyard. Hey, Kyle, how are we doing? He is saying, I'm keeping Lukaku, but I'm definitely bringing in Trent and Jota. Yes, more about the Liverpool boys later on. Jota getting the goal again, breaking the deadlock again. Greenwood at the same price, 7.5, scoring again. All this Bruno versus Salah. We should be having a Jota versus Greenwood conversation for captaincy, shouldn't we? Maybe. One for later on.
Game week 3 is a bit tougher, captaincy.
Game week 3 is a bit tougher, and I have my eyes on a bit
Unless you're going to White Hart Lane.
Well, I have a bit... yours is easy. You're definitely going to captain Son, aren't you? No doubt about it. Dele Alli captain game week 3. What a differential that would be, guys. Goodness me. Still got to get him in first. Mo's Vlogs. Hey, Mo. How are we doing? Mo is saying, hey, it's Mo. Hey, Mo.
Is it Salah?
I don't think it's Salah.
If he is, where's my fantasy points?
I don't think so. Yeah, where's the captaincy point? hey, it's Mo. Hey, Mo. Villa from... hey, it's Mo.Villa from Insta.
Oh, it's my friend.
Well, there you go. It's not Mo Salah. It's your friend from Insta. There we go.
He's an Aston Villa fan. We spent a lot of time talking about Danny Ings this week.
What a goal from Danny Ings.
Goal of the season so far.
What a goal from Danny Ings. How good was that, by the way? Buy Lukaku or wait? Well, Mo, I know you've sent the super chat, mate, but what we're going to do, I think let's pause the Lukaku chat because there is going to be Lukaku chat when we get to the Chelsea game. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And whether we rip our teams up, I've seen on Twitter, I should be playing, you know, people playing wild cards, mini wild cards.
What, for Lukaku?
For Lukaku already. Right. Now, don't get me wrong, he was very, very good today. But he ain't going to be playing Pablo Mari every week. In fact, he's playing the big man, Virgil, next week. So, let's see how he gets on against Liverpool.
Pablo Mari, he should retire now.
Oh, he's on a target, isn't he? I mean, you see, target game week 1, get retired by Sarr. Not even in the starting lineup game week 2. Well, Pablo Mari, he's got to play because Ben White's got COVID. But Pablo Mari was all over him and Holding. As soon as I saw that lineup, I was like...
Holding got booked, so it was
absolute field day. It's horrendous. Another super chat from GoPal. Thank you, GoPal, for the super chat. He or she is saying, I captained Dele Alli. Nice. Because I thought he was on penalties. Sam and Lee's reaction, someone has to assist Son. Well, there you go. I think you've already seen the reaction, GoPal, which is Sam is absolutely considering Dele Alli for 6.5. I must admit, I'm not right now.
I've got him in my draft team, by the way.
But that's because a lot of my knee-jerky thoughts this Sunday evening have been about, I've got problems at the back.
99 defensive problems.
Well,
Dele Alli's not one.
I'm pretty sure as we go through the week, I might start having some Dele Alli thoughts.
You're not allowed.
Well, I don't know.
You're not allowed to have any Dele Alli.
I'm still having a lot of Sun thoughts, but
no.
Dele Alli, could he cover Son? I don't know. I need to see match of the day tonight.
thing is that last time you had Dele Alli thoughts, it went badly for everyone. Like Spurs, you, Dele himself.
Complete
I
curse.
Just think you should have no Dele Alli thoughts whatsoever because he started the season really well.
Chintan Suchak, thank you, Chintan, one of our patrons. How are we doing, mate? He says, hello, guys.
Hiya.
I've saved my transfer and happy I went for Jota for another week. Transfer him to Dele, perhaps. Oh, Chintan. Jota for Dele. You guys are going crazy for Dele Alli tonight. It's unbelievable.
Shall I get Dele on the back of my Galaxy shirt?
Don't do it. Chintan. Listen, Jota has been absolutely unreal, and Ali's been good. I know he's potentially on penalties, but Jota's been unreal.
Starting against Chelsea, or is Bobby back?
Well, this is it, isn't it? I've been saying my rhetoric for the last 2 weeks is I can't believe Klopp does not start with Firmino against Chelsea, and I think he will. So what does that mean for Jota?
Mane out.
Well, we will talk about Liverpool a bit later on, because despite the goal, I was not enamoured with the Mane performance. I thought he took his goal incredibly well, ably assisted by Trent and Harvey Elliott, who also was fantastic. But I didn't think Mane had a good game at all. I thought it was terrible. But anyway, more on him a bit later on.
There's enough super chats today.
There is. Nathan Joblin at Jobalob over on the Patreon Slack. Hey, Nathan, how are we doing? Thoughts on international breaks, self-isolation rules, etc. Absolutely, as usual for Nathan Joblin. Bang on the money with this point,
this
guys.
This week, isn't it? The travel update is this week.
Wednesday is the travel update. I believe, guys, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm sure Nathan's in the chat. He'll tell me if I'm wrong. I believe Wednesday is when the UK government, are going to come out and say and update the quarantining after travel rules. Now, why would they do that and why is that important for FPL? Well, that's important for FPL because there are a lot of players going away on international duty after next game week. In particular,
Liverpool be destroyed.
In particular, the Brazilians, the South Americans, and there are some African players as well. But it's the South Americans, in particular the Brazilians, that are cause for concern for us because I think the final game in their international break, like, I don't know the exact days, Sam, forgive me, but it's like they play on a Thursday and the game week starts on a Friday or something. It's bonkers. It's like you can't possibly get back in time. So there's a whole kind of put the quarantine thing to one side. Are they going to be fit and refreshed and rested and ready for the game week? That's the first question. Second question is, do they need to quarantine? Because if they do, that's a big problem.
Week, it's one game week potentially missing because of timing.
Yeah.
Or two, potentially, if it's a quarantine issue.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Brazilian players, and you've mentioned Liverpool, Firmino, Alisson, Fabinho, absolutely. Rafinha owners, keep an eye out for this. I mean, played very, very well. We'll talk about Leeds in a bit. Took his goal outrageously well, but difficult to transfer him in at the moment because, well, certainly not before Wednesday until we're any clearer as to whether he can actually play in game week four, and that's not through injury, it'll be through quarantine.
We're back waiting for Boris to speak again.
We are back waiting for Bojo. So Nathan Joblin, thank you for the super chat. Absolutely a very, very important point. Abhishek with the super chat. Thank you, Abhishek. It's just popped off my screen now. Abhishek is saying, sorry, super chat. I've lost it. Lukaku versus VVD next week and just two fire emojis. That is going to be good. I'm looking forward to that game. How do you see it going? Quick score prediction.
Tight. Very, very tight.
Draw.
0-0. 1-0. 1-1. Very close. Both sides good defensively.
Could be.
It'll be close.
Another super chat from Keza FPL. Hey, Keza, how are we doing? 108 this time last week. Back to reality this week. So
it
maybe
feels a bit like that, doesn't it?
It feels a little bit more like
it's leveled out a little bit.
Just feels like a more normal game week. Last week, we've got to get this into context. Last week was not normal.
We don't normally have all the premiums bang in the way they did
last
week.
Last week was not normal. This week was a bit more normal, let's say.
It's so not finished yet, of course.
You are right to say that. And you're absolutely right. Yeah, we still have Leicester, West Ham to go.
Come on, Antonio.
Tomorrow night. Moha, thank you for the super chat, Moha. Hey, guys. Ben White to Livramento or Duffy? Thoughts? Again, let's just park it because I do want to talk about Livramento. I do want to talk about him. You're absolutely right to bring him up in the super chat, Moha. Of course, we've spoken about Duffy already. I've given a bit of rhetoric as to why I think he might be a bit of a risk. You think he's a bit less so until Lamptey comes back. I tend to agree with you, I think. But Livramento for Southampton, not that we are expecting, I don't think, guys, a lot of clean sheets from Southampton this season with the likes of Vestergaard, etc. leaving. But this kid, 18-year-old kid, played very, very well and got forward
attacking
with, you know, a fair amount of...
Not going to get many clean sheets.
I don't think so. But even he was pushed forward and went on a bit of an attacking adventure time to time for Southampton. So more on Livramento later on. He could be, I think, the 4.0 that we've been looking for in FPL. Simicast was game week 1 and 2, no doubt about it. And a swap to Livramento. Oh,
I feel looks really on, sad. It feels sad really about, wrong. It feels so wrong to get a 6 point and an 11 point return
doesn't
from
it?
A player.
Doesn't
and
it
then
just?
Take 17 points and then go au revoir.
Doesn't it just? Rahul Bhattacharya. Thank you, Rahul, for the super chat. Didn't leave a comment though. So Rahul, if you comment again in the live chat, you don't need to super chat again. But if you comment, I will try and pick it out and we will answer your question. Another super chat from Gopal. Thank you, Gopal. No clear captaincy choices next week. Delhi again? Question mark. This is Gopal, who captained Delhi this week. You like the sound of that, don't you? You like the sound of that. We'll talk about him a bit later on.
We'll talk about mine later, but I'm looking very, very heavily at Sun.
Yeah, and because I've got defensive issues, I think I'm going to be Spursless next week, which is a big concern, and therefore I'll be looking elsewhere for the captaincy. Certain eyes on Mr. Antonio potentially for next week. But more on that, more on captaincy a bit later on. Guys, thank you for all the super chats. Very, very kind of you. Loads of super chats this evening. How many have we got in? We must have a few if we've got all them super chats. Let's have a look. Oh my goodness, Sam. 1,055 concurrent viewers. So guys, welcome to FPL Family. If you're new around here,
thanks, guys.
Hit that subscribe button. And we have to say a big thank you. Two thank yous we have to do, Sam. First thank you is, this time last week we were talking about we're so close to 20k. If you just hit the subscribe button, we'd love for you to get us over 20k. We more or less put the mics down, checked on YouTube, and we just squeaked over 20k. So we didn't quite do it on live on air, otherwise we'd have said thank you then. But here is our thank you to say, guys, thanks for hitting that subscribe button. Over 300 or 400 of you actually in the last week or so have hit that subscribe button. We're now at 20.3k. So of the nearly 1,100 people are in, if you are new to FPL Family, make sure you hit that subscribe button and that notify bell. We're here every Sunday, 8:30, reacting to all of the big FPL game week action. The second thank you we have to do, Sam, is something you've forgotten to mention, but you are actually drinking out of the mug that we need to say thank you to. We've got to say thank you to the guys from Good Team on Paper. So the guys, Good Team on Paper, they sent us these mugs. They sent us these mugs. And I have to say, they're great mugs. So hold your mug up to the camera. And I'm going to bring it up on the
OBS. Can you make it big? So yeah, that's it. So I can see.
I'll tell you what, let me go back to here. There we go. Look, Sam Bonfield, best in Alderweireld, which is your team name for the last couple of seasons, 4 times FPL Family Champion. The guys from Good Team on Paper sent you that mug.
They sent me a lot of things, didn't they? They sent me a thing last year.
What great guys.
It's up there on the wall, but you can't see it because it's above the Champions of Europe one.
Great guys, honestly. Great. A Good Team on Paper. I think there's a link in the description below. If there's not, I will post one on Twitter and on YouTube afterwards.
Toby's Legacy.
Now, you know, what's the word? I'm trying to think of the word. It's kind of...
What's the name? Yeah. Oh, I'm keeping it as part of his memory.
His memory, yeah. His legacy is now it's in that cup.
I can't call my team anything else ever again.
So, the boys, Good Team on Paper. The
Thanks, guys.
They sent you that mug. They also...
Cheeky monkeys.
They also sent me a mug. Here's what my mug says. Lee Bonfield, the little beauties, 0 times FPL Family Champions. So thank you guys for sending us a couple of mugs for the 4 times FPL Family Champion Sam Bonfield here on my right hand side and to the 0 times FPL Family Champion me. So thank you guys for the mugs. A quick shout out because there's so many of our patrons in today. I've seen so many super chats from the patrons. Guys, thank you for your ongoing support as always. patreon.com/FPL family. If you enjoy what we do, if you want some extra stuff from us, I'm not going to go through absolutely everything. There's links in the description below. Extra podcasts, monthly competitions, some prizes, the opportunity to speak to us one-to-one and for us to give you advice about your team, etc., etc. Thank you, Sam, for sorting the graphics out. We've now got Son and Salah in the graphics rather than an injured Rashford and an Aston Villa Jack Grealish. So we've sorted the...
Look how happy Son looks as well.
He does look happy.
He's so happy.
Mo looks chuffed to be on the Zoom patron as well. So guys, patreon.com/FPL family if you want to go check us out over there. Here's just a flavour of some of the things you can win. You can see some of the stuff on the wall behind us, signed footy stuff. You can win replica shirts, there's monthly competitions, etc., etc. Links in the description below. Once you've checked out the live stream, have a look at patreon.com/FPL family and go have a look at us over there. Right, Sam, we've actually got to get to that is the fixtures. I want to go to the main page and I want to go to... Oh, we've got so many more super chats to go through. But I'm going to go here.
Get the games up and we'll do the super chats via the games.
There's the games. And let's just go back in the super chats. Lots of laughing emojis on my mug. Thank you very much, guys. Rahul, thank you for the super chat. A replacement for Dallas. Try for Mason. Who does he mean there?
Mount.
Does that mean Mason Mount? Yeah, is it time? Question mark, he says. So
Mount or Greenwood?
Mount or Greenwood. Let us know, Rahul, which Mason you were talking about. Both pretty good. Replacement for Dallas. Let's talk about Leeds in just a sec, because there was a lot of FPL action in that Leeds-Everton game. Actually, a pretty good game, I thought. One of the games of the weekend. Maybe we'll start there. So
I'm not
we'll
happy
talk
about that game.
In just
all.
A second. Yeah, because I want to get your thoughts on Dina.
I have no thoughts.
And Geordie Kev, thank you also for the super chat. He says, similar to the Dina thing, he says, guys, Dina, Havertz and Tony to Duffy, Son and Antonio for a -4. He'd have 0.3 spare in the bank or any other standout combo spring to mind. So to give you a feel, that is Dina and Havertz. I mean, Havertz played really well today. Tony, again, a bit unlucky for Duffy. So what we're talking about there is maybe getting rid of Dina and Havertz and going for Son and Antonio with some changes around the edges. Just before we get to that, Son and Dennis in, Mahrez and Tony out, your guess is saying. So Son and Dennis in. How do you feel about Dennis? I don't feel good about Dennis in.
I don't feel bad about Dennis in.
The amount of strikers they've got, though, I'm not entirely convinced that's a great shout, to be honest with you. But I do like Son in. Mahrez and Tony out. Yeah, depends how much you can deal with the Pep roulette every week. Mahrez benched this week, but of course comes on and gets the point. So
I can't deal. That's why I'm not
invested.
It's
difficult, isn't it? It's difficult. I think I would just about do that move, but it's only just about. And let's see. Prithviraj. Sorry, Prithviraj. You've got a great name. Very difficult for me to pronounce. Tony to Lukaku and Salah to Jota tonight. Salah out to fund Lukaku. I think the look on your face tells us all you need to know about about that. Unbelievable. A super chat from Upgrade. Thank you, Upgrade. With prices rising, likely to be crazy this week, jump on and off or wait until the midweek Carabao Cup Euro fixtures are passed by, i.e. white out. I would absolutely be waiting for Wednesday at the very least.
If it's a wild card, though, because to jump on and off suggests wildcarding.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're wildcarding, then you've got nothing to lose, right? Just jump in on and off of the price rises. Otherwise, I think you've got to wait for Wednesday, right? Wait until Boris talks about coming in and out of the country. I think that's the right thing to do. Let's talk about these games, Sam. Leeds 2, Everton 2 is where I'd like to start, because that was a sensational game. I really, really enjoyed the game. Talk to me about Dominic Calvert-Lewin then. What are we saying about Dominic Calvert-Lewin on penalties now as well? We sat here last week and we went on the FPL show last week. Yes, the team's built around him. Townsend pinging in crosses. Dina pinging
Townsend
in crosses.
Townsend got benched.
The whole... He did actually, to be fair. But the whole team is built around Calvert-Lewin doing well. And now he's on penalties. It's an easy transfer in, isn't it, for Dominic Calvert-Lewin? What are you saying?
It is, but I also find him to be at a difficult price point when you want so many premiums. That's my issue, because... As you all know, with my team, he is the one. He and Danny Ings were the players that I was most concerned about this week, and they both bit me. But that's fine, because I knew they were likely to do that.
Yeah.
My issue,
not hard though. One goal for each is not catastrophic, is it?
No, not at all. Actually, I was more worried about what they would do than what they actually did. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But my issue with them both is that I would like to own them both, but how? Because in order to own them both, I've got to take some money out elsewhere. Now, Dina, on the other hand...
Yeah, you're really down on Dina right now.
What is there to be positive about?
Yeah, not a lot at the minute.
He can't keep a clean sheet. The part of the reason I had him was because he was going to be on set pieces, the potential for assists, etc. was up. The fixtures were nice, the clean sheets might come.
Well, the fixtures are still nice. I mean, let's just take a quick look at those. They don't get any worse for Everton. Brighton, Burnley, Aston Villa, Norwich. So there's something to be positive about from a Dina perspective, surely.
Not at 5.5 million. I think if he was 4.5 million, even if he was 5 million, I might have more time for it. But, you know, I could go down to a 4.5 million. Could go down to a 4 million defender. Free up 1.5 million. And that 1.5 million...
That's just Smith Rowe to Dele Alli, isn't it?
It's Smith Rowe to Dele Alli.
Yeah.
It's Smith Rowe to... You know, I've got some money in the bank as well. So it enables so much more across the rest of my team. It's probably enough to get me to Mason Mount from Smith Rowe.
So Dina's looking like a sell for you. Talk to me about who you might buy from Everton then. So we've had the Dominic Calvert-Lewin chat there briefly. What about Grey? Grey was fantastic in that team.
He was
team.
Really good. Yeah.
And I have to say, at 5.5 million, I'm starting to... And I know Arsenal have had a difficult start to the season. They've got Man City next. Not getting any easier for them. It does a little bit from game week four. Let's just remind ourselves of Arsenal's
fixtures.
London
Derby in five.
From game week four. Well, it's Man City next, as I say. Then it's Norwich, Burnley. Then it's Spurs. You're right. It's a big one in six. And then it's Brighton in seven. So the fixtures do ease up a little bit for Arsenal. But I'm starting to see quite a lot of value at 5.5 and in Mbeumo and in Gray. And not so much in Emil Smith-Rowe, I have to say. Although I think his performances have been good, I don't like the thing around Arsenal at the minute. That's the problem.
It's around him. Like, I watched him today. I thought Arsenal were terrible. But I thought Smith-Rowe, again, showed a bit more than most others. So my issue with Smith-Rowe is, whilst I'm happy to own him, I'm not happy to own him in that Arsenal team. And that you're right, there's plenty of other options in that 5.5 category. Mbeumo is a really good example of that, because I wouldn't mind losing Tony if I had Mbeumo in the middle, because he's playing out of position up top. He's looked more aggressive, more attacking. So I think there's plenty
took a couple of free kicks as well, Mbeumo, didn't he? Direct free kicks?
Yeah. So I think there's quite a lot of attacking threat potential from him.
Damari Gray, though? What are you saying?
I do like Damari Gray. Yeah, I thought he had a good game. That game frustrated me, but I thought that he had a good game. I actually thought...
Get the feeling Benitez trusts him. I mean, obviously, he signed him, right? So he's got to put some faith into this guy now.
Yeah.
He's one of his, what would you say, one of his bets, one of his boys. You know, he's come into the club, Benitez, amongst this kind of bit of a cloud amongst the Everton fans. But he's bought in Damari Gray there and said, right, I'm going to put my faith in you. You know, I want you to repay me. And at 5-5, I mean, got the goal on two bonus points. So is it a bit knee-jerk? Maybe. But for the next four fixtures, I think I prefer him to what's going on at Arsenal with Smith-Rowe and Mbeumo, to be fair. Damari Gray looks all right to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd far rather own an attacking asset from Everton than I would a defensive one.
Sure.
So moving to someone like Damari Gray does make a lot of sense, particularly with the fixtures.
Okay, all right. And from a Leeds perspective, Rafinha, very, very good game. Took his goal incredibly well, Rafinha. Great strike. What else are we saying about the overall Leeds performance, though? Kind of a mixed start for them this season. Obviously, a defeat to United last week. Now the draw at home to Everton. Were you expecting them to win that? Were you disappointed Leeds didn't win that game?
No, I don't think I was expecting them to win it, weirdly, because I didn't think they performed very well last week. I thought the home fans might give them an advantage.
Okay.
But I thought a draw was quite a fair result in the end in that game, really. I thought they were okay. Not a lot to write home about. Rafinha over Harrison seems to be the right thing, even though I thought it would be the other way around. There isn't a lot to be inspired about at Leeds at the moment, and I think that's the difficulty. And with not understanding what's happening with Rafinha and the quarantining, it's difficult to invest. If you want to go for a cheap defender, though, if you want to go ailing at 4.5, then that seems fine.
All right, okay. I still think Rafinha at 6.5 is going to be outstanding value at some stage.
We've got to wait and see what happens, haven't we?
We've got to wait and see what happens with Boris on Wednesday with the coming back from Brazil. You're absolutely right. But Rafinha, I think, is going to have a say in my FPL team before too long. Let's go to Anfield. Then the early game on Saturday was Liverpool 2, Burnley 0. Mane and Jota with the goals. So nothing for Salah, captainers, unfortunately. But on another day, he could have had a haul. And this is why I go back to the super chat about should we be selling Salah to get Lukaku. I mean, were it not for a toenail offside again, were it not for a goal line clearance by McNeil, a couple of other opportunities where Mane could have passed to him, shock.
What is wrong Salah with Mane? Why can't he pass the ball to
you
Salah?
You can't neg on him too much because he scored. But there was at least one opportunity where if he'd have just laid it in Salah's path, it's a goal. But I'm not in any way considering selling Salah after this.
No.
Okay. Talk to me. I'll give my view on Liverpool in a second. What was your view as a relative neutral?
I thought they were great. I thought Burnley had some good spells in the game.
They did, actually. Yeah, they come to play, didn't they?
They did, and I like that. I like the confidence that Burnley displayed. I like the fact that they came, they weren't scared, they had a go at it. I thought that was decent. I thought defensively they looked... It's amazing, isn't it, how one player's return can make such a difference to that defensive back line.
Yeah.
Like, Van Dijk being there has made them so much stronger. You can see in Trent in particular how much more trust there is now. He's prepared to go.
Trent looks
way
on a different level this season.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of him, obviously seen a lot of footage of him this season versus seasons past. He's bulked up a bit. His arms are bigger. He's got bigger shoulders. I mean, don't forget, this guy's young, right? This guy's young.
Yeah.
So even going, you know, in a couple of years, he's going to physically grow anyway. He just looks so focused to have a good season this year. He really does.
But also his confidence is back. Like, he's prepared to go forward knowing that if he messes up, makes a mistake, he's being covered behind him. Like, there's a trust factor
Henderson
there.
Henderson or whoever, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Van Dijk. If the worst comes to the worst, it's getting back to Van Dijk and he's dealing with it. So I think the whole structure of Liverpool has improved so much since Van Dijk is there. I really like Jota. I think he's having a great start to the season. I think Salah's had a good start to the season. Mane stands, to me, as a neutral watching it, he stands out as somebody that isn't up to par with the rest of that squad. And whenever Bobby comes on, he looks great. And I can't get it in my head. I'd be playing Bobby all day long. But
I think it upsets the balance. That's the only thing. If you take Mane out of there, it just upsets the balance. Yeah, they're so used to playing with each other, that front three. And Jota playing up there in Firmino's absence. He's a Firmino kind of player in terms of the way that he gets about the pitch. So it would upset the balance a bit. But I do agree with you. I thought Mane was off it again.
Yeah.
But for every bit Mane is off, the others are on it. No doubt about it. And I think it's been saying in the live chat as well, the range of passing from Virgil van Dijk. Not only are you getting a Rolls-Royce defender, but you're getting distribution from the back. You're getting leadership. He's barking at everybody the whole time. I remember in game week one against Norwich, Tsimikas faded badly from about 70 minutes, 75 minutes. Virgil's in his face on 80, 82 minutes going, come on, wake up. And you're just like, whoa, that's enough to just get Tsimikas through the game and keep the clean sheet. The big man's absolutely in his face. So, yes, at 6.5, I don't know if I would get him in FPL, but he makes such a difference. And that is why I would not be selling Trent or Robertson. Regardless of how much you want a Lukaku or somebody else up top, you've got to keep these guys.
Would you play him next week?
Trent, yes, I would keep play Trent, yeah. I've got three defenders that I ain't playing. Ben White's got COVID.
If you had a full fit team?
Fully fit team, yeah, I probably still would, yeah. Probably still would. You're not going to bench Trent, are you? You're not going to bench Trent.
Not really.
What's your Tsimikas plan then?
Cry.
Except for keep him and just love him until game week 38.
That was sort of my plan. Is that not a bad strategy? I don't know yet. I was yesterday fully on board the Duffy bandwagon and I was like, yeah, just going to go Duffy. And then today I watched Southampton and Livramento and thought, well, that's interesting.
He's all right.
You look all right.
Yeah.
And I don't really want three Brighton players, which is what I'd have if I went Duffy, because I've obviously got the two keeps as well. I don't have any Southampton players. I can't ever imagine a time where I'm going to want to own any other Southampton players. So it kind of feels okay to have one of their defenders because it's not wasting a...
Yeah. I had this conversation on Twitter earlier, though, and that, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, yeah, he's 4.0, but I just don't see Southampton keeping clean sheets. I think in the last two or three seasons, we've been so spoilt with great 4.0s. We've had Lundstroms and we've had, obviously, Dallas was 4.5, wasn't he? But we've had options, haven't we? Like playing options at 4 million.
Mm-hmm.
We come to this season. Don't forget, in seasons past, 4 million was just, I want you to get me one
Burn
or two
spot,
points. Just play. Just play and
that's
don't
all
get
I
booked.
Want.
So that's all you want from your 4.0. The fact that he's just getting minutes is absolutely fine. I think Livramento is absolutely fine as a 4.0 Tsimikas replacement. That's the problem with Tsimikas now. He's not going to get the minutes. So Livramento, one to have a look at. But as you quite rightly said...
He's had a brilliant start to the season, Klopp.
Wow, but it's Robbo, isn't it? It's Robbo. But as you quite rightly said, wasn't quite as one-sided as maybe the score suggests. Burnley did come to play. I thought Barnes was a bit unlucky with his offside. He was offside at the beginning of the second half. But no doubt Liverpool came out and Burnley played with a high tempo at the beginning of that second half. Easily could have caught us cold. And Dwight McNeil in particular played very well. I thought McNeil had a really, really good game. He's only six in the game. Dwight McNeil might even be down to 5'9 now, I think. Might have taken a price drop. So keep an eye on him. He was particularly good, I thought.
One thing I will say about Burnley, just before we quickly move on, is that last season defensively, they were all over the shop. This season, they don't look as bad defensively.
Sure.
Like, I know they conceded a couple of goals against Liverpool this week, but they were much more of the Burnley defensive unit that we saw in seasons gone by than they were last season. So they are ones that I am kind of just watching because, you know, they've got some decent picks in there, Tarkowski, Lowton, those sorts of players who could be good options if we just kind of wait and see.
Sure. All right. Miena, thank you, Miena, Sidhom, for the super chat. Miena is saying, Amati, Tsimikas and White. I've got three problems in my back line there, Sam. Who should I focus on? What's the priority? Tsimikas, I think. Tsimikas is the priority because there's no doubt Robertson comes back.
Yeah, but...
Why would it be Amati or White?
Because White can't play next week.
Sure.
And I don't
But from
think...
game week 4, you want him, I think.
Do you?
Yeah, the fixtures look much better for Arsenal. We just read them out, didn't we? Norwich, etc. Brighton? Look all right? I think
have you watched Arsenal?
Personally, I think Tsimikas is the one to get rid of. Amarty is equally a problem, but I would say Tsimikas is the one to get rid of because then you're freeing up that Liverpool spot and you can start to think about what you might want to do with Jota and others. Right, so that's the answer to that particular
question.
Ben White's
high on the kill list as
well. All right, let's talk about Aston Villa 2, Newcastle 0. Ings are not on penalties, shocker. I thought I was getting a double out of Danny Ings this week, which is a bit of a shame. The bicycle kick was superb, but not being on penalties was difficult to swallow as an Ings owner, I have to say. But El Ghazi, I shouldn't have been shocked by this, right? El Ghazi was on penalties last season. Don't remember him missing many. Very good penalty taker. So, listen, I'm not going to get too upset about it. Tyrone Mings with the two assists, which is one of the most random things that happened this game week, with a 15 or 16 pointer, despite getting away with one, I thought, because Emi Martinez had a little bit of a brain fart when he came out and fouled Callum Wilson, only for Wilson to be offside. Martinez still picked up the booking, interestingly, which I thought would get taken away, but apparently, yes. So even if it gets taken back for offside against Callum Wilson, the fact that Martinez came out and it was a booking for violent conduct.
Oh, because he was still violent. Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah. No, so it sort of makes sense that he keeps the book in, I think, as much as I can make sense of the refereeing in the Premier League nowadays.
No, it does make sense, because if he'd have made a bad tackle and then punched the guy in the face, you'd expect him to still get the card.
Get a card for that. Yeah, you're absolutely. Talk to me about Callum Wilson, though, because there are a lot of Callum Wilson owners that are a bit concerned.
Why?
About that. Well, listen, you know, a blank and... One ruled out for offside, could have had a penalty. So on a different day... He gets more points, doesn't he, Callum Wilson? Let's have a look at his fixtures.
I would absolutely not be worried about Callum Wilson. I thought he had an all right game, actually. I thought he looked attacking. Like you say, on a different day, he's braced.
All right. Southampton up next for him, then Manchester United away, which is obviously difficult. Leeds, Watford, Wolves. So the fixtures don't look too bad for him.
He's probably a hold. Don't panic on Cal.
All right. And what to say about Aston Villa? We went on the FPL show and there was a Twitter question about whether we should be panicking about Aston Villa defence. You said no, I said yes. And here they are with the clean sheet. Now, a bit jammy to keep the clean sheet, in my opinion. I still think they're a bit of a sell defensively.
Do you?
I do. If I had Emi Martinez at 5'5", I would not be keeping him, I don't think.
I tend to agree with you on that one, actually. But it's but the defenders always have, and they always did last season, have so much potential upside with assists potential, goal potential. We saw that from Mings and Konza and all those guys last year. So... I think if I owned a defender, I'd hold.
Yeah, okay. Much more intensity about Villa than in game week one. I thought they just meandered through game week one a little bit. I don't know if it was the crowd, whether it was the first home game.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but there also, was a bit more about them.
But also so many new players. Yeah. And when you get that many new players, it's going to be a bit of a slog to start with,
It will take a bit of time. You've got to get used to each other. But Danny Ings, already 2-2 for him. He's hitting the ground running.
Well, he's not going to take time, though, is he? Because he's Premier League ready.
Well, this is the problem I have, is that obviously when I saw Dominic Calvert-Lewin on penalties, I was like, well, that's an easy swap for me, Ings to Calvert-Lewin. And then Ings pops up with a bicycle kick and all of a sudden I'm a bit more reluctant to sell. So I have to say, there is a bit of a fixture swing coming up where I have targeted that move. So... Guys, if you look at...
Yeah, game week 4 for Villa, right?
Yes, I think... Well, I'm trying to find Aston Villa. Yes, at the bottom. So Brentford next for Danny Ings at home, given the performance, given the intensity that we just saw.
But they've kept hitting
two
clean
sheets. I'm not inclined to sell Danny Ings. However, with Chelsea, Everton, Man U and Tottenham after that, perhaps I am a bit more inclined to switch to Dominic Calvert-Lewin in game week 4 when he plays Burnley, Aston Villa and Norwich before then they go away to Old Trafford. So maybe for that stretch of 4, 5 and 6... That's when I might do my Ings to Calvert-Lewin move. But I don't think I'm going to do it this week because I like the Aston Villa at home Brentford fixture.
Brentford have been really good defensively.
They've been okay. Yeah, they've been all right.
Two clean sheets.
Yeah, they've been all right. They've not played amazing teams. Would you make that switch in game week 4? Would you do Ings to Calvert-Lewin in 4? Based on what we know right now? I think I would as well. I think I would as well. Thank you for the super chat, Nehal. Nehal says, Sam, Tierney to Reguilon.
Yes.
Thoughts. Tony to Armstrong. Thoughts.
Well, my immediate reaction to White was yes. I think Reguilon...
Tierney to Reguilon, you like the look of that.
I think Reguilon's had some really good games. Spurs have... Okay. We'll talk about Spurs in a minute, a bit more, but I do like the look of that. Tony to Armstrong. I mean, to be fair, Armstrong had a good couple of opportunities today where he could have potentially done something with it.
Don't go too negging on Tony yet. I think he's looked all right.
No, I'm not going to neg on Tony at all.
There's going to be a lot of Tony sales this week, though. He's going to probably... If he's looking like he's going to go down in price... There will be a bit of an exodus, and I feel a bit for him because I think he's had two good games. I think Brentford have had two good games.
I think he's been unlucky not to get points.
Yeah.
There was a goal opportunity I remember from Saturday where I thought, how has that not gone in?
Palace, honestly, if you look at Palace's fixtures, that Brentford game was a don't lose this game fixture for Palace.
Well, that's all they did. They just didn't lose.
And they just played, I'm not going to say ultra defensive, but they just made sure they didn't concede. And I think on a lot of other weeks, I think Brentford probably win that game.
Hmm.
But listen, I'm not too down on Tony right now. I think there's no issue with selling Tony, I don't think, yet. But
I don't think Armstrong is substantially better than Tony either, is the other thing I would say.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Spurs from today then. Wolves 0, Spurs 1. Now, I looked at the half-time stats in this game and Wolves were absolutely dominating. They were shots on goal, possession, everything.
Mm.
But then Spurs did come back into it in the second half. Maybe the quality, maybe the fitness showing through. We haven't yet seen any of the game because, of course, it wasn't on TV. We're waiting for Match of the Day. You were listening to it on the radio. Any thoughts, Wolves or Spurs?
I was saying to the guys in the Slack earlier, somebody was commenting about the number of shots. So only, I think I screenshotted it, what they said. They'll tell you, I'm sure, because the guys are in. How only, like, I don't know, I can't remember who it was now, who had conceded less shots than Spurs so far this season. That third bottom. And my answer was, but that's normal for Spurs. We do that. We're always at the bottom because what we do is, if you look at the quality of the chances that you're conceding, the Spurs chances are always, they give away less quality chances.
They're low risk chances.
They're low risk.
Yeah. Low XG
chances. So actually,
chances.
There's less chance of them, people scoring from them. And that's what we've always done because we play counter-attacking football. Last week against Man City, no surprise to see they had high goal potential shot stats. And the same against Wolves. That is how Spurs play. So there is always high risk factor in owning a Spurs defender because that is how Spurs play. But equally, they are playing to allow the opposition to have poor quality shots.
Okay.
So the threat is less than in some cases. But I think that there's been enough from the Spurs defence. Hugo Lloris has had two fantastic games. Mm. Both of these
three
games.
Three bonus points today, right?
Yes, and last week.
Wow, and last week.
Yeah, he's been absolutely phenomenal. It was his, he's our Premier League record holder now for the most caps.
Does that not say, that says to me, he's got to be blinding then for you to have kept clean sheet.
Maybe saves, isn't he?
Okay.
Because he gets save points in the game, racks up save points and that sort of thing for just parrying, he's collecting cap parrying, good distribution of the ball, that sort of stuff. So he's doing all the right things.
Thoughts on Tanganga then at 4.5? I thought from what I saw on Twitter, again, I haven't seen the game, what I saw on Twitter sounded like Traore gave him a bit of a game today. So
he
for
did.
Him to keep a clean sheet, fair play.
He did, but he dealt with him. And okay. Tanganga had a good game. Traore, again, same as last week with Traore. It's such a shame he can't finish because he was quality again today. Like, really attacking, was by far the most attacking player in that Wolves side from what I've seen and listened to. But, again, no finishing.
Okay. Luke sees him with a super chat. He's saying, Son injury concern. Sam, is there an injury for Son that we need to be worried about?
Not that I saw. I think he just took him off.
Some of the guys are saying limping at the end. So, who knows? One to keep an eye on, maybe.
It hasn't come in up any of the Spurs chatter, so... If he is, then that's easy. You just go down to Dele Alli.
Okay.
But I think that from what I saw today, Spurs were unlucky not to score again just before Sonny went off. But Wolves definitely could count themselves unlucky for not having got something from that game.
Okay. All right.
Man City came back.
Alpha 9 says, did someone notice the game updates faster this year? Yes, it does. I've
it does.
That.
It have updates live.
FPL, the actual official FPL app is updating.
Just
far
doesn't
quicker.
Include the bonus points. It updates live during the game.
The bonus points come in pretty quick.
But they
though.
Come in quickly afterwards.
Quick.
Yeah, doing a really good job, aren't they?
All right, Arsenal 0, Chelsea 2. Let's have the Lukaku chat then. Are you going to rip your team up to get Romelu Lukaku in your FPL team?
No.
No, why not?
Because we still have no clue what's happening with Kane. And you're never going to be able to own both. So
while he's fighting about, get Lukaku.
Or go double Chelsea in other positions.
Okay. As was suggested in the Super Chat earlier.
So, yes, you can go Lukaku. And I 100% won't put off anybody who wants to go Lukaku. He looked absolutely brilliant today. But I actually thought, watching him, that he just... All right, they're playing against an Arsenal side that were difficult. But I thought he made the whole Chelsea team look better because they had a focal point up top that was actually working for the first time in a while. And as a result of that, we had performances from other players that were really good to watch. So, like, I watched Reece James today and thought, you look really good today. Okay. Like, really good.
If you had to choose one between Lukaku at Chelsea and Kane at Spurs, which one would you have in your team? Would you have Kane?
The only reason I'm erring on this is because I think there are more other options at Chelsea that I would like to go with. So could I see myself...
You've got Son, Dele Alli, Reguilón. What more do you want from Spurs?
You would mean that's true.
I'm just playing devil's advocate because I'm absolutely considering just ripping and starting it and starting everything again and just getting Lukaku.
But
he looked that good today.
He did look that good today. But then if you do that, you probably... Who are you going to lose to do that? Or are you just going to... You're going to take out... Probably...
Anyone. He looks so good. The only thing putting me off doing it right now, right this second, is that he's playing us next week. And we're pretty good. And we've got the big man at the back. And it's going to be a hell of a battle, as was suggested earlier in the live chat. I think Lukaku up against Holding and Mari and...
Two rocks hitting each other.
Though today, that wasn't much of a test for him. And to be honest with you, I thought Arsenal came out looking scared of him. All the rhetoric about, oh, he's going to batter them, he's going to bully them. I think they bought that a little bit, Arsenal. And they came out and they just didn't look confident every time he got the ball. And his upper body strength to keep Mari at bay. There was one where he got through on goal. I think it was for the goal. And Mari kind of like apologetically falls over with a sort of, oh, he's fouled me. It's like, no, he hasn't, mate. It's just strength.
But
and
they
this
do
season,
have nine people out with COVID. That's a lot.
Oh, come on, you're making excuses for him. In a season where we are going to see more physicality, you've seen the quotes from Klopp, you've seen what's been in the news about the referees are going to let this kind of physicality go now. Who better to place your FPL chips on than one of the most physical players in the league? Lukaku. If he didn't play Liverpool next week, he'd be in my team. And he's absolutely bookmarked. Let's have a look at their fixtures after Liverpool. It's Villa at home, then it's Spurs... then it's Man City in six. So a lot of you guys, I'm sure, will have Chelsea assets on your radars for game week 7, no doubt about it. But I have to say, game week 4, Villa Spurs looks okay to me. And then the City game, anything could happen, right? Put that to one side for a second. But Villa Spurs and Southampton as three of the next four after Liverpool look pretty good for me. He is absolutely, I'm eyeing him up for a mini wildcard in game week 4, Lukaku. No doubt about it. You're not convinced, I can tell.
It's not that I'm not convinced, because I think he's absolutely quality, but I'm not convinced I want to destroy my team for him. Right. When I could have Mason Mount, there are others that Chelsea... I could
you
go...
You wouldn't captain any of those, would you?
Well, do I need to?
Okay.
Can't captain everyone, can you? You can only captain one player. I'm going to have Bruno, I'm going to have Salah. I'm going to have Son. If I get Lukaku as well, only one of those four can be captained every week. So would I not...
You're going to have them four. How are you going to have them four?
Well, that's what I mean. So you basically got to lose some.
You've got Amati, Tsimikas and
Duffy. Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
And the Southampton guy.
But this is what I mean, right? If you want to go masses of premiums, then you've got to destroy your whole team to do it. You've got to have a lot of less premiums. You've got to have a lot less middle price players.
Okay.
I think there's a hell of a lot of value in those middle price Chelsea players, the likes of Reece James, the likes of Mount, the likes of Havertz eventually. And that's what puts me off.
Okay.
It's not anything to do with Lukaku himself, but you can't own everybody and you've got to find a balance in your team.
I have to say, the way that Chelsea are looking and...
I want more of them.
Let's see if they pass the acid test against us. It will be a good game next week. There's no doubt about it. We've started pretty well.
What time
as well.
Is it?
I think it's Saturday evening. I think it's a Saturday evening kickoff. So that's one to look out for. I will be heavily scouting Chelsea during that game. Obviously, I'm going to be watching it, obviously hoping we win. Fuller, I'll be watching and scouting everybody in that game. But I've got a feeling I'm going to have two, if not three, Chelsea assets in my team pretty quickly. Pretty quickly.
But that's what I mean. They're so expensive.
I know. But one of them will be Lukaku.
How are you going to afford three then?
Well, one will be Lukaku. Let's have a quick chat about the young man Livramento then at Southampton. The answer to all of our Tsimikas exit plans, I'd suggest. Played at fullback, played very well indeed. Looked not 18 years old, looked far more mature than that, I would suggest. At 4.0 in FPL and pushing forward at will, certainly towards the latter stages of the game, he's a transfer in, isn't he, Livramento? Is he going to be one of your two free transfers for this game week?
Oh, probably. It's so boring though, isn't it? It's just so boring and uninspiring, isn't it? Tsimikas to Livramento, like, great.
That's a very sensible... Play FPO with your head transfer, that. Very sensible.
I want to bring in Dele Alli.
I know, and I want to bring in Lukaku, I know, but you've got to...
Got to go boring.
Time your transfers
problems,
correctly,
fix
yeah.
the problems, deal with that. Boring.
So go on then, Livramento, yes, I think so. It's good at 4.0. Let's talk about their opponents, Manchester United. Greenwood, two in two now for this lad.
He's another one.
You want him as well?
Yeah, this is what I mean. Right, so how can you have Bruno, Salah, Greenwood, Dele, Mount, and Lukaku? You can't. So you've got to make some choices. I really...
Any worries over the Bruno blank today?
No.
The yellow card as well. One pointer for Bruno, so not good. Forget it. Move on.
Is this Bruno? Like, wait, are we that quick to forget he got a hat-trick last week? Like, you know, you can't... These players won't return every single week. And that doesn't mean we should just throw them out with the dishwater. You know, we should just keep the faith. And I think with Bruno, I'm happy. Again, my issues... So Luke Shaw was a real frustration for me today. And then he got two bonus points.
Yeah, what was
and
that about?
And my head exploded. And I thought, I don't understand what's happened here. Because in my head, I was like, I've got Dina and I've got Luke Shaw and I've paid all this money and they're not doing anything. And then Luke Shaw gets two baps. And I was like, oh, you can stay then. It's just
Dina. You've got that look on your face that you often get. What? So for the podcast listeners, you've got that look on your face, which is, FPL is so flipping hard. I don't know what to do. You've got that look on your face again.
Because I want
them all.
Because what
look.
I want to do is have fun with it and make these fun transfers. And instead I've got to make boring
you
transfers.
You want Salah, Bruno, Dele, Son,
I
Greenwood,
really want to
Jota,
own Dele Alli. More than
Lukaku.
Anything in the world, I want to buy Dele Alli this week. And
if you could say, so right now, you've got one priority transfer right now, luxury priority transfer. Who would you get in?
Dele.
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, Lukaku would be mine all day long.
100%, but I've got to get Livramento. And this is where my head is.
No one wants this kid, but we're all going to get him.
And I'm sorry, Livramento. I'm genuinely sorry.
Yeah,
because
we love you, man.
I thought you were all right today, but it's just that it's so boring, isn't it? Because I don't want to get rid of Simicast because he's been great. And Klopp's going to break my heart by sticking Robertson back in the team. I mean, what's all
he
that
is.
About?
He is.
And so... Yeah, anyway, moving back to Manchester United, I thought they were okay today.
Yeah.
That's how I would sum it up.
Yeah.
They were okay.
It's a bit reminiscent of seasons gone by. They were so good last week and they were so okay today.
They were okay.
It was a bit like, where was the United from last week? Where was the swag?
They're going back to Trafford next week, though, aren't they? So they'll be back again, swagging around.
What was it, though? I just couldn't get it. They just weren't the same.
But Southampton, was it that they weren't the same? Or did Southampton actually seem to care this week in front of their fans? Like,
yeah,
was
maybe.
It the home fans thing again? I don't know. I don't want to just be boring and say the same rhetoric again as we did last week. But was it that Southampton were just like, we need to be a bit better this week? And did they just...
I don't know. But I'm looking at Chelsea. I'm looking at Man United right now. I'm looking at those two as key for the title race, frankly. And,
oh, 100%.
And I know he's cost them 97 million, but Lukaku will be the difference between them two. And I know they got Greenwood. I know they got Cavani. I know they got Martial. I know they got options, Man United fans, before you stop me. I know you've got options in that centre forward spot, but Rom is going to make the difference for Chelsea. It's such a league changing signing, that from Chelsea. It really is. They were good anyway, right? I was tipping Chelsea for the title anyway before Lukaku. Now they've got him.
Whereas I was tipping United, and I still think United have got a real chance of winning the title.
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. But anyway, Livramento in.
I don't think City
are
going to win the
him.
Title, even if they got five yesterday.
Well, actually, we haven't spoken about them before we talk about our teams. Let's talk about them then, because they are on the thumbnail. I was going to move on to our teams, but no, you're absolutely right. We need to talk about City 5, Norwich 0. Talk about getting your swagger back.
This, though.
They had a bit, didn't they?
This game encapsulates what I hate about Pep City.
Right.
Look at it. Look at the scorers. What the hell are we supposed to do with that?
Even Jesus popping up with a couple of assists.
Look at it.
Played really well, didn't he?
This is what I hate. Look at the points. They're everywhere.
I know.
How do you pick one? Then he benches Mahrez. He benches Sterling. I hate it.
Let's have a look at the City fixtures then going forward, because that, I think, will determine whether you should get a City player or not. It's Arsenal up next for City, which, God. Although has got some sort of weird grey colour on the Fantasy Football Scout ticker, I would suggest right now that Arsenal going to the Etihad is very much a blue game for Man City. Then they are away at Leicester, home to Southampton before that game against Chelsea, and then Liverpool away. So from game week 6, it's getting a lot harder. Leicester away is a difficult game, don't get me wrong, but again, they're going to have either Amati or maybe not quite up to speed Vestergaard. Maybe, let's see. But Arsenal and Southampton at home is two of their next three. Are you still not considering going in on Man City?
Well, I might just get Diaz just because.
You don't have to sound so bored about all your transfers. Livramento and Diaz. I don't want them, but I'm going to do it. So bored. I want Dele Alli, got Livramento. So bored.
I don't know with City. And this is my real problem, is that if Kane goes to City, it's easy. Just buy Kane. Done.
I think you've got to stop with this. If Kane goes to City, he ain't going now. He ain't going.
I don't know, Lee.
Do you still think he could go?
Yeah.
No, I just don't see
this
it.
This is Levy!
I just don't see it. I don't see it.
If he goes to City, it's easy. Just buy Kane. If he doesn't go to City, who the hell do you buy? KDB when he's back? But he clearly rushed him back last week because then he's not in the squad again this week. So what do you do about that news? And then Mahrez can't pick him. He gets benched. Can't pick Sterling. Clearly doesn't really...
You go for the 100 million man. You go for Jackie Grealish, don't you? Right place, right time at the weekend. Scruffy finish, but we'll take it for his owners. An 8-pointer. What's not to like?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. You could go Jack Grealish, absolutely.
There's absolutely no way that he would have wanted that to be his first City goal. But what encouraged me as a Grealish owner was that that is the sort of goal that Sterling used to get when Sterling used to play out there on the left. He used to sort of drift in, find himself back post, comes across and it just goes in off his knee. Great, love that as an owner.
But what's happened to us? Like, we're talking about that's where Sterling used to play. This is Raheem Sterling, like, quality for England at the Euros. Yeah. He was brilliant. He can't even make him...
He wasn't bad at the weekend.
He didn't play for most of the game. I'm so perplexed by the whole City thing. I don't know what to do with it. So my view is, I'm probably just going to be really boring and get Diaz.
All right. Love to hear what you guys are doing.
Might go Grealish.
Love to hear what you guys are doing in the live chat and in the comments. What are you doing about City? It feels like you want a piece of that Pep roulette. But where do you place your chips? It's very hard. Do you go Ferran Torres, who again played centre-forward out of position?
I should thought he looked all right again.
He looked all right again. And again, you're not spending a ton of money on him. Grealish, what I like about him, is 8 million. He's not 9, 10. He's 8. I think it's a nice price point. Yeah. There are options there. You've just got to be brave enough to go with one.
Oh, I'm not brave. So
City 5, Norwich 0. I don't think there was too much to talk about from a Norwich perspective. I'm afraid that's 2 defeats for them, 8 goals conceded,
but
and
they
I appreciate
more.
I know they were difficult games.
Who they got next?
Well, are you seriously looking at any of their FPL assets? I don't think we are. The Norwich fixtures, I can't even find them.
I like Rashica. I do really like Rashica. When the fixtures change in 5, I'm going there.
It's Leicester next for them, but then it's Arsenal, Watford. Everton away is difficult, and ouch, yeah.
Everton, Watford. What was
Burnley
it?
Away. Arsenal, Watford, Everton, Burnley.
Well, Arsenal, Watford might be okay. Rashica looks all right.
You're not seriously buying Rashica.
I might do from 5.
Come on. Be real.
From 7s.
If your transfer's in over the next 2 game weeks, I'll Livramento, Diaz and Rashica. You might as well give me... I might as well get my cup updated now. One times FPL family champion. Rashica and Livramento in. Can you do some more exciting transfers, please, Sam?
Oh, life's so boring, isn't it? I feel like it's boring.
Boring transfers.
Yeah, but I've got to have to take -8 to get Dele Alli. Can't take a -8 for Dele Alli.
Enough, Sam. Enough with the games. We've got to move on because we've been on over an hour already. We've got to talk about...
And Love Island's on. It's Meet the Parents.
Love... Oh, jeez, Love. Oh, my God. Is that nearly over?
Tomorrow!
It's been on forever.
It's finishing tomorrow while the game's on.
God for that. Jeepers. Right.
Finish the game.
Talk about our teams. Here is my team right now. I've got Barnes and Antonio still to play. I've got 58, which is pretty good. I'm happy with that. 153 points. Overall rank, if it makes any difference to any of you right now, it doesn't for me. Until about game week 4 or 5, I'm not really that bothered about it. But 393 represents a pretty solid start to the season. Overall rank change of 41%. Yeah, that's fine. So 58 points with 2 to play. I think most have Antonio, so I don't think he's much of a differential.
No.
But if Barnes comes in for me with even just a little something, maybe just a little assist or
little something.
Little something.
You can tell him for Dele Alli if he doesn't.
If he doesn't, then I probably will be shipping him, yeah, but it won't be for Dele Alli.
Well,
that is
for
damn
sure.
I'll be using my 0.5 to go to somebody decent like Greenwood or Yotta. I will not be going down to Dele Alli.
I literally can't wait to ring you from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium next week.
When Dele Alli's got a hat trick.
And you will be... And I will get Max to sing Dele Alli songs to you down
Dele
the phone.
Dele Alli captain next week is going to be savage. So yeah, Antonio and Barnes to go. 58 points.
I've just been attacked by a fly. Is
pretty
it Watkins again?
Is Ollie Swatkins back?
I think he's back.
The Swatkins is back.
Maybe
he's returned from injury.
It's a sign he's back for game week 3.
He's back for game week 3. The Swatkins is back. Here he is.
What on earth just happened?
I can't even see where he is.
Anyway, he's flown off. He just attacked me. And then
anyway, 58 points, looking good. Is there anything I want to change in there? Yes, of course there is. But like you...
Do you want Livramento and Rashica and
Well, listen, again, I've got to think about my squad depth, haven't I? Because I've got Ben White with COVID. I've got Perica, who Kelly Summers quite rightly pointed out to me on the FPL show.
Where is he, Fenerbahce?
He's gone Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Oh, that's right.
So he's definitely not going to play. So he's a problem. And then I've got Tsimikas, who I'm I'm betting he's probably not going to play. And even if he does, it's Chelsea, so I probably don't want him.
Who would you captain out of that lot?
Right now, my bus captain is on Antonio, you know.
Okay.
That is my bus captain right now. I could easily be persuaded to Fernandez, no doubt about it. I don't think I want to captain Salah against Chelsea. I think what you said before is right. It'd be a very tight game, that, potentially. But Fernandez or Antonio is where I'm thinking right now. But listen, it could all change. Like you, I need, therefore, to sort out my Perica or my White or my Tsimikas, don't I? So I'm looking at Tsimikas, really, is the
You've
one I've got
just
to
spent
out.
This whole stream having a go at me for making boring transfers, and you're going to make boring transfers.
It's going to be a very sensible transfer. I think I'm going to do Tsimikas to Livramento.
Oh, here
I
we
think
go.
Is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for Tsimikas to go up in price. I'm going to bank the
0.1. When's that happening, tonight?
Some people in the live chat saying it could be tonight, could be the one after, we're not sure. But Tsimikas does look as if he's going up. So hooray for the casuals. Keep buying him, folks. Very happy to bank that 0.1 and sell him for Livramento. Could I do something else with my other free transfer? Yes, I'm thinking about something around Smith Rowe. But come game week 4 against Norwich, I'm probably going to want him. And what bothers me is this whole kind of Ben White coming back from COVID. A lot of players coming back from international travel. Therefore, they've got to pass tests or quarantine. I'm worried about this international break. I'll be honest. I'm worried about this international break. So, therefore, going into game week 4 with 2 free transfers might be a nice position to be in.
I'm going to say something out there.
Go for it. Is it about Dele Alli? Because I don't think we've mentioned him enough. So
no,
far
no,
so
it's not. It's about this international break. Right. I don't think it matters.
You don't think it's going to be a problem?
Look, let's be frank. Who's it affecting? Players that everyone owns.
Sure.
So, sure. If we end up... Do you remember what, last season when the game got called off? The Liverpool-Man United game?
Yeah.
And we were all like, this is the end of the world. But actually, it weren't the end of the world because so many people owned them that it didn't really make much difference. So the fact that you only had 9 players playing really didn't make a difference. I think we still, both of us, had green arrows that week. The international break thing could easily be the same as that. Everyone across the game is going to be owning these players. So if they get stuck abroad and they're not allowed and they've got a quarantine, I don't think it's going to be as big a problem as we all think. In our heads, it's a problem because it's going to affect our teams. But it's going to affect so many teams, I think it will be less of a problem than we fear.
Either way, I will not be doing anything unless forced to by a price rise or fall, because it looks as if Ben White, by the way, is due a price fall, maybe tonight or tomorrow. And if that does happen, I will be dodging that and I'll be getting rid of him instead of Tsimikas. I'll be getting Livramento for Ben White. So keep an eye on that one, guys. But
Livramento's going to go up in price this week if we're all getting him.
Well, probably, yeah, probably. But
maybe he might get 2.
Absolutely no problem with that. That's why I want him, right? So there's my team, 58 points, 2 to go. Happy, no problem. 393k is a reasonable start to the season. I'm okay with that. You've got 45 points. You've got Antonio still to go. Overall points 143, 912k. Not that rank makes a difference. I have to put the, you know, but I've got to put the green and the red arrows in. It doesn't really make a difference at this stage of the season. But I think there is a clear... based on what you've said over the course of this live stream, Dina is the problem in this team, right? He's the
I
one you want
him.
Rid of. Okay.
Honestly, I actually... I don't...
He will pop up with a worldie or two in the next couple of weeks. You know that. It's going to happen.
No, he won't. What have you seen from him in game weeks 1 and 2 that makes you think that?
He's done it again. You've got to hide
absolutely
it.
Nothing. He's done nout. He might as well be isolating with Aubameyang, Lacazette and Ben White for all the good he's been.
All right, so come on then. Talk us through your team and talk us through your transfers, potentially.
See, the rest of my team I'm still quite happy with. I look at them, Smith Rowe, I'm not thrilled.
Not attacking blanks, though?
Yeah, but on a different day, Salah gets a goal, Son should have got a goal, Bruno could have had one, Tony definitely should have had one. On a different day, those 4 return... like last week, and all's well with the world. The Smith Rowe pick is frustrating me, I've got to be honest. He's one of the one that's on the hit list. It's him and Dina that annoy me, and I'm going to end up having to leave one of them in to deal with the other problems. So, Tsimikas is probably going to be the one I've got to deal with this week. The bench is doing fine. They're still getting
points. Such a
shame
after 11 points, isn't it? But yeah.
I just hate the fact that I'm going to have to take him out.
Why have you got Troy Deeney? Jerome Robertson is saying Deeney. Why? Yeah, I've questioned that myself. Why is he there?
Just needed a player that would get points. He's a bench player. I'm not playing him. He's just going to sit on the bench. The thing is, I needed a player for pre-wildcard. I just needed a player that would get points each week. Wouldn't necessarily ever do anything, but would just be a... Here's a point to come off the bench. And he was at the price point that I needed. So he's worked out quite well from that perspective. And at wildcard, I'll move him on.
Would you consider a Digne downgrade to Livramento to then reinvest it up front, maybe in a Tony to Calvert-Lewin or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that's where my head is. Is that if Digne goes to Livramento and I keep Tsimikas, then I could actually kill two birds with one stone and take Smith Rowe up massively to, I think I would have enough for 5.5. Take 1.5, that would be 6, 7, 7. I'd have 7.5.
Right.
So it would give me enough to go to one of those mid-price midfielders that we all want.
Or Dele Alli.
Because I'm not bothered about the Digne pick. I don't feel like I need to replace him because he's just a bench option. So I'm not too worried about him. But if I could replace Digne... And if I could replace Digne and Smith Rowe with two really good players, I think I'd be happier.
All right. Well, here's me negging on you having Digne. I've got the Watford player that's gone to Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yeah, one's getting a point every week. Yours doesn't even live in the country anymore.
He's gone. He can't actually legally play, but at least Digne can play. So anyway, 45 points. Antonio still to go. It's a solid game week, isn't it? It's an okay.
Yeah, basically what I've done this season is the reverse of what I normally do. Normally game week one is meh and game week two is good. Last week I had a good game week one. Game week two is meh. I kind of feel like going into game week three, it'll be fine.
Okay. All right. James Ward is saying Lee is loving this. I am at the moment, James. That's because I know it ain't going to last, mate. You've seen us. James Ward, you've been here long enough to know how these FPL family seasons go. I'm going to enjoy where I am and my solid start to the season while I can. No doubt about it. So there we go, Sam. That is it for tonight. Oh, why are we twice? Look at this. Hello.
Why are we everywhere?
I don't know. Let's get rid of that. Hold on.
What are you doing?
There we go. Boom. Right. I don't know why we were twice there. There we go. Any podcasts, any shows, any extra content for the guys this week?
I think we are doing a pod this week.
FPL pod this week? Okay.
I think one of us is doing the pod this week. I have got a Scout the Amy episode coming out this week as well.
Very good. Very good.
And I think I've got...
Listen to your one with the FPL Experiment boys. Very good. Enjoyed that.
They're quite good this year, I think.
Good. I think we've gone
up a level this year.
Yeah.
And this
FPL Experiment boys still causing carnage on every podcast they go on. Absolutely love it.
Absolute terrors they are, I love them. And we, even if they don't know my name...
What? Of course they do.
Story for another day.
Right.
And this week it's with David from FPL In The Dugout. So we'll be doing that on Tuesday, recording that Tuesday night, ready to go out Wednesday morning. And then I've got a pundit article out this week. And anything else? Don't know. I think that might be it.
There's plenty of content, Sam. Plenty of content. Any more content on the FPL Family channel right here?
Oh, yeah, always. Tuesdays, Jammy Pick. Thursdays, Top Points Picks. They went well this week.
Very good. Who was your Top Points Picks from last week? Who did you pick out?
Trent.
Very good.
That went well. Danny Ings. Also went well.
It's 2 for 2. Very good. Who was the third one?
Bruno.
Difficult. Difficult.
But you wouldn't have picked anyone else, would you, in midfield?
You'd have picked anybody else, as did half of the community, Sam. Yeah. The captaincy was very split this week. It was one of those game weeks where I think going into it, you were either going to get your captain right or your captain wrong. And in the end, everybody, I think most people got their captaincy wrong. Shout out to our friend Karam, actually, who captained Mahrez.
Yeah,
having been put on the bench for them to come on and score.
Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest that's very good for Karam's heart rate week in, week out. But he had the balls to do it, so fair play. That's it for tonight. What a game week. I'm enjoying football being back. It's really, really great. You've got a game to go to next week. Spurs-Watford, you're taking the little man
Max
to go and see the Spurs-Watford game.
Via the shop to buy a Galaxy shirt.
Which is another reason why you want one of these Galaxy shirts with Dele Alli on the back. I'm pretty sure Dele Alli is going to be in your team. The amount you've mentioned him on this live stream.
Do you think I'm Dele Alli's number one fan?
It feels like it, yeah. Feels like it. Except if you're an FPL owner of Dele Alli this week, because he would have scored you an absolute haul of points. But you do seem to be Dele Alli's number one fan. I would predict that he will be in your team, this time next week. But I bet you captain Son. Don't think you're captain Dele Alli.
I don't think I'll captain Dele Alli either. I think I'll captain Sam.
There we go, guys. Thank you for joining us here on FPL Family. We'll be back next Sunday as usual after Sam's been to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 8:30. As usual, lots of new names and faces in the live chat tonight. So thanks for joining us. Hit that subscribe button before you go. And thank you to everybody that did that last week to get us over the 20K mark. We're on Twitter, Instagram,
quite close to 10K
Facebook,
on Instagram now as well.
Quite close to the 10K on Instagram, at FPL Family over there. And of course, we're over on TikTok as well. I hope you've been enjoying my TikTok takes. over the course of the weekend. A few of you just telling me they're rubbish. Absolutely fine. TikTok is just going to be my TikTok account, or our TikTok account. It's just me experimenting. I'm just. I don't even know what's going to go on there. It's just me throwing some crap out on TikTok.
TikTok, I feel, has gone weird this year.
Oh, it absolutely has.
Because I know
I'm just using it as for fun. It's just fun. I'm doing all sorts.
But
it
seems to be you and Holly. Because Holly
is she on as well?
Yeah, she did one. She did a TikTok video and it came up on her Instagram, which is how I saw it.
Is she doing a TikTok take?
No. It was just her hiding behind a sofa when Bruno was playing. Literally, it was just her hiding behind a sofa, and I was like, "What's happening?
TikTok is so random.
What is wrong with you two? You two have been talking to each other."
TikTok is so random, and that's one thing I can guarantee all of my followers on TikTok is that it will be random crap throughout the season. It won't be the usual, nice graphics, curated stuff that we have on our other social channels. It will be rubbish. So come follow me.
Follow us on Instagram and come to White Hart Lane with me on Sunday.
And actually have a really good, professional experience of a proper Instagrammer.
Max will be having a sausage roll. You can have a look at that. I'll be having a curry pie. You can have a look at that. And I'll zoom in on Dele Alli when he scores the winner.
Gavin Doyle, how dare you? You're a bit old for the tooth. You're a bit old in the tooth for that, Lee. Well, Gavin, you're absolutely right, but I'm making the most of it. Have a look, guys. I'm FPL Family on TikTok. We've got my reactions to games. I've got me and Max opening some like Panini packs and figuring out we've got Mahrez Fire Cup.
You've got Max involved in this.
We've got all sorts of crap over on TikTok. So just want random FPL Family nonsense, TikTok is the place to get it. If you want proper stuff, at FPL Family over on Instagram. Guys, leave us a like before you go. Thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll see you this time next week for another FPL Family. Cheers.
Bye, guys. Green arrows.